रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की जय। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा की जय। ऋषि गौर निताय की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि 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 हरि। Welcome again our guests tonight. You are always welcome. Welcome at the lotus feet of Rukmini Dwarakadhish. We haven't sung yet a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu song, so we'll sing one tonight. Sundara Lala Sachir Dulala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtana Me
Sundara Lala.
We have words for this song.
Sachir Dulala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtana Me
Sundara Lala. Yes. And Sachir Dulala is Sundar and is darling of Sachi Mata and is always dancing in the Kirtan. Nachata Srihari Kirtaname. Bhale Chandana Tilaka Manohara Alakasho Bhekapo Lanabe. And he has Tilak Chandan on his forehead. Looks very beautiful. Enchanting. And he has hair. They're also very beautiful. And is dancing in the Hari Kirtan. Sundara Lala Sachir Dulala Najata Sri Hari Kirtana. Sundara
Lala Sachir Dulala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtaname.
Sundara Lala Sachir Dulala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtaname.
Sundara Lala Sachir Dulala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtaname.
Thank you. भाले चंदन तिलक मनोहर अलका शोभे कपोलन
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 सुंदर लाला सजिर दुलाला नाचत सिंहनि कीर्तन में
सुंदर लाला सच दुलारा नाचत सिंहनि
नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में
नाचत श्री हरि
दरसी वाले फन फूल माला हिया पर डोले
रे चूड़ा दरसी वाले फन फूल माला हिया पर डोले
पहिरन पीत पीतांबर शोभे नूपुर ऋणु सुनु चरण
पहिरन पीत पीतांबर शोभे नूपुर ऋणु सुनु चरण
नूपुर ऋणु सुनु चरण में नूपुर ऋणु सुनु चरण में
नूपुर ऋणु सुनु चरण
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु डांसेस इन दैट कीर्तन नूपुर नूपुर द एंकल बेल्स ऋणु झुनु चरण में नूपुर ऋणु झुनु चरण में
नूपुर ऋणु झुनु चरण में
सुंदर लाला सचिर दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में
सुंदर लाला सच दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में
सुंदर लाला सचिर दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में
सुंदर लाला सच दुलाला
राधा कृष्ण एक तनु है निधुवन माजे बंसी बजाए
राधा कृष्णा एक तनु है निधुवन माजे बंसी बजाए
मिधुवन माधे बंशी बजाए
मिधुवन माधे बंशी बजाए
विश्व रूप की प्रभु जी सही आओ त प्रकट ही नदिया में
स्वरूप की प्रभु जी सही आओ त प्रकट ही नदिया में
आओ त प्रकट ही नदिया में
आओ त प्रकट ही नदिया में
सुंदर लाला सचिर दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में नाचत हरि कीर्तन सुंदर लाला सचिर दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में
नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में
कोई गावत है राधा कृष्ण नाम कोई गावत है हरि गुणगान
कोई गावत है राधा कृष्ण नाम कोई गावत है हरि गुणगान
कोई गावत है राधा कृष्ण नाम कोई गावत है हरि गुणगान
कोई गावत है राधा कृष्ण नाम कोई गावत है हरि गुणगान
मंगल तान मृदंग रसाल बाजत कोई रंगण में
मंगल तान मृदंग रसाल बाजत कोई रंगन में
मंगल तान मृदंग रसाल बाजत कोई रंगन में
मंगल तान मृदंग रसाल बाजत कोई रंगन
बाजत है कोई रंगन में
बाजत है कोई रंगन में
सुंदर लाला सचिर दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में
सुंदर लाला सचिर दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में
नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में
नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में
भाल चंदन तिलक मनोहर अलका शोभे कपोलन में
भाल चंदन तिलक मनोहर
अलका शोभे कपोलन में
अलका शोभे कपोलन
में सुंदर लाला अचिर दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में नाचत नाचत हरि कीर्तन में हरि कीर्तन में हरि कीर्तन में हरि कीर्तन हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे
कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे
राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे
कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे
हरे
राम हरे राम
राम
राम हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे
हरे हरे
हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे
राम
राम
राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण Rama,
Rama,
Rama, Hare
Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama,
Rama,
Rama Hare
Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare
Rama, 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 Rama
Ram Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karo Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hari Priye Jayati Jayati Devo Devaki Nandanoso Jayati Jayati Krishna Vrashni Vamsha Pradipaha Jayati Jayati Meghashyamala Komalango
जयति जयति पृथ्वी भारनाशो मुकुन्दः 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 कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेशतनया तद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना वधुवर ब्रजवधुवर्गेन या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतम् श्रीमद्भागवतम् प्रमाणममलम् प्रेम पुमार्सो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदम् तत्रादरो न परः निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितम् फलम् शुकमुखात् अमृतद्रवसंयुतम् पिबत भागवतम् रसमालयम् मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुका यम् प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुपेतम् अपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरहकातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति 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 तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तम् सर्वभूतहृदयम् मुनिमान् ओस्मि राम श्री रामचन्द्र चरणो मनसा स्मरामि श्री रामचन्द्र चरणो वचसा प्रणामि श्री रामचन्द्र चरणो शिरसा नमामि श्री रामचन्द्र चरणो शरणं प्रपद्ये आनंद लीला मय विग्रहाय हेमाभ दिव्यत छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिभेदान्त स्वामिं इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशकारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवसदी गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ
भगवते
वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
वासुदेवाय Krishna. Are you still here? భగవన్ యాని చన్యాని ముకుందస్య మహాత్మనః వీర్యాన్యనంత వీర్యస్య శ్రోతుమిచ్ఛామహే ప్రభో. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద బిగినింగ్ అండ్ ది హంబుల్ అపీల్ అట్ ది ఫీట్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి అపీల్ బై రాజో వాచ కింగ్ పరీక్షిత్. ఇస్ అన్యాని ముకుందస్య వీర్యాని, ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు హియర్ సమ్ అదర్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. హీ హ్యాడ్ బీన్ హియరింగ్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ చాప్టర్స్. దిస్ ఇస్ చాప్టర్ 80th, 80 of the 10th canto. So, what did Parikshit Maharaj hear? I mean, he had been hearing from chapter 1, Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, in Mathura, and then at least he has heard 30 different chapters, those many pastimes, or more than. Lord's travels to Indraprastha, Lord Krishna's daily activities. He travels to Indraprastha, and then lots of killing pastimes. He has killed Jarasandha, demon Jarasandha, slain. Lord Krishna liberated those kings, 20,000 of them. They were imprisoned, they were liberated. Deliverance of Shishupal. How was he delivered with the... So that's in Chakra. Then Duryodhan humiliated. That's another chapter. Battle between Shalva and Vrishnis. Krishna also was there. Lord Krishna slays the demon Shalva. So he is no more. Killing of Dantavakra, a big name, Dantavakra and Shishupal. This Jai Vijay, they had appeared. Dantavakra and Shishupal. So, they were also killed. Vidurat killed, Rome Harshan killed. So lots of killing pastimes. So for a change, King Parikshit says, Anyani, any other kinds of pastimes, you know, lots of killing. Lot of news from Afghanistan and Iraq here, but is anything else also going on in this country, or that's all we hear? It's a powerful country. You are powerful. So, Viryani Anantasya Viryasya Shrotumichamahe Prabhu. Shrotumichami. We are very, very eager to hear. And because it wasn't just King Parikshit who was hearing these pastimes, whole world had assembled there. Where is my dog? Little tablets. Okay. So many rishis and munis and rajarshis and maharshis and devarshis also were listening along with King Parikshit. So he says, we are all eager to hear. Anyani Mukundasya. Oh, fine. He liberated so many demons. So, upon hearing this very special request, appeal, Shukdev Goswami is presenting this more sober kind of pastime. Lord's loving dealings. His killing is also very special benediction upon those demons. His killing also sweet. Yesterday we were hearing, this is sweet, that is sweet. Even when Lord kills demon, that's also sweet. That's cool, huh? That's cool. Yeah. I don't say everything right the way American devotees are. Let's say.
You're pretty good.
Yeah? Cool?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Okay. So this pastime, other pastimes are more fired up. This is requires some cooling system here. So, Sri Shuka Uvacha. So we have selected two chapters. There are two chapters dealing with this pastime. And as our policy goes, we like to hear as much as possible, hear from Sukadeva Goswami directly. So the speaker of Bhagavad Katha here is Sukadeva Goswami. So I would like to present Sukadeva Goswami's katha in its original format. Go back to the roots. Stay grounded in those statements of Sukadeva Goswami and get that message across. So he begins, Sukadeva Goswami. कृष्णस्यासित् सखा कश्चित् ब्राह्मणो ब्रह्मवित्तमः विरक्ता इन्द्रियार्थेषु प्रसन्ना प्रशान्तात्मा जितेन्द्रियः कृष्णस्यासित् सखा कृष्ण हैड अ फ्रेंड एंड इज नॉट नेमिंग हिम हियर इज कश्चित् देयर वाज अ फ्रेंड Krishna's friend. Brahman. He was a Brahman. Brahmavittamaha. Realized. Brahman realized. Not only just Brahman realized, but Parabrahma. Parabrahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhavan. Brahma janati iti brahmana. The definition of Brahman is Brahma janati iti. One who knows Brahman is Brahman, but this Brahman is more than just a Brahman, because he not only has realized Brahman, also he has also realized Paramatman, he has realized Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan's, Krishna's sakha, friend, so he's fully realized. Krishna realized soul, not just Brahma Jyoti, realized. Virakta indriyartheshu prashantatma jite indriyaha. Virakta, very much detached. Indriyartheshu, not into sense, gratification of the senses. No atmendriya priti. Krishna indriya priti. Atmendriya priti, gratifying own senses, that is called calm, that is lust. But he was into prem, Krishna prem. So Krishna indriya priti. And as a result, as one satisfies lower senses, then he becomes prashantatma, prashant. Shamaha, damaha, tapaha, saucham. Shamaha, by subduing. Shama, the vegam, different. Vacho vegam, manasaha, krodha vegam, jivva vegam, udaropastha vegam. All these pushings. Don't push me around. I'll say that. Don't push me around. They say so. But although they are getting pushed around all the time. The vegams, Jiva Vegam Udara Upastha. The tongue, the anger, the belly, the genital, they are pushing persons around. With great force they come and they push personalities around, creating all the turbulence and agitation. But as one becomes jitendriyaha, jita indriya, controller of the senses and the anger and the tongue and the belly and the genital, then he becomes prashantatma. So he was prashantatma. He was peaceful. So this is the introduction. Introduction to Sudama Brahmin. What about there he is. You could take his darshan. He's already on the way. We haven't come to that. Could you show us the map of India? Yeah, we wanted to show you. See that Dwarka there? You have some way to point out. So we just wanted to bring you to Sudamapur, which is now known as Porbandar in India. Porbandar. It's also a place where Mahatma Gandhi took birth. And they say he was incarnation of Sudama. Because Mahatma Gandhi was born in the same town. He was a little bit pious. But could he be compared with Sudama? No way. So Dwarka, and then south of Dwarka, it's like a south east of Dwarka, about 100 miles. That's a Sudamapur. So that's the town that we are dealing with right now, Sudamapur, which has a different name now, which is Porbandar, and this is south of Dwarka. You could see Dwarka there. And, as map is in front of us, we wanted to mention that besides Dwarka Puri or Dwarka Pur, there are other 6 Purs or towns, and all of them put together is a Saptapuri. These are famous in the They're very famous 7 towns. We read and heard the description of Dwarka yesterday. So like that, the other 6 towns also existed. Starting with all the way at the top, Haridwar, you see. There's a Mathura. Krishna took birth there. Ayodhya, Lord Ram's birthplace. Varanasi. This is Shiva's residence, and other pastimes are also there. Then Ujjain, which is in Shastras, in good old days, it was known as Avantipur. Now we have a new project at Ujjain. Bhakti Chaura Maharaj just started. And in 10 months, temple was opened. Haribol. And so like that, pretty much at all these... I think we don't have ISKCON at Ayodhya for some reason. We should be getting there very soon. But all other places. So these are Saptapuris, as there are Saptarushis and 7 celebrated Rushis, and there are 7 holy rivers, most famous rivers. So likewise, there are most, Kanchipuram in the south, you could see. So 6 of these cities are, most of them are North India or Central India, and 1 in South India. So these are very celebrated cities. As one visits, one gets liberation, etc. And up to the Krishna Prema level, you could rise. So just bear in mind Sudamapur, and so from there, Sudama leaves for Dwarka, and later on, Krishna and Sudama, they will be talking of their good old days while they were just students and that is at Ujjain or Avantipur, they were studying. So Krishna had come that time from Mathura to Avantipur or Ujjain, and Sudama went from Sudamapur to Ujjain, like that. Yadracha upapannena vartamano grahashrami tasya bharya kuchelasya kshatkrama chatathavidha. So this was the condition of his ashram. He was a grahashrami, was a grahastha ashram, a member of the grahastha ashram, was a householder. But he would always be satisfied. Whatever came his way, little economic development, not much was coming in his direction. But whatever came, he was satisfied. Yadrisha labha santushto. And tasya bharya. And look at his wife. Very poorly dressed. Emaciated body, very frail, very thin body, bodied wife. But pativrata patim praho mlayata vadanena sa. But she had a best character. She was pativrata, devoted to her husband, obedient and God conscious. Praham layata vadanena sa. So one day, as she had her even mouth dried up, she spoke to her husband. Especially that time, because of the poverty stricken condition, there was no grocery to cook. She wanted to cook a meal for her husband, children, nothing at home. So under these circumstances, she is also, as she is speaking, she is trembling in her body, is greatly distressed. It says, Nanu Brahman Bhagavata Sakha Saksha Sriya Pati. Oh, your friend, Dwarkadhish, he is husband of Goddess of Fortune, Sriya Pati. Brahmanasya Sharanyasya Bhagavan Satvatar Shabha. And he is a shelter for the Brahmanas. Your best of the Brahmanas. Certainly he is also your shelter. And that Sri Krishna Bhagavan is Satvata Rushabhaha. He is the best of the Yadavas. And you are best of the Brahmanas. You would certainly get shelter at his feet. Tam upaihi mahabhaga sadhunam cha parayanam. You please go, mahabhaga. Oh, you fortunate one. You are such a friend. Most wealthy, most opulent friend. Lakshmipati. So please go. Sadhunam cha parayanam. There Sri Krishna is a shelter for all the sadhus. Dashyati dravinam bhuri sidate te kutim kutumbine. Oh, he will certainly give you lot of wealth. Oh, don't you know? He has already declared. Yoga Krema Vahami Aham. That statement is not here. He's reminding, yes. Krishna, Whatever his devotees have, he protects. Whatever are their needs, he provides. So certainly he will keep his promise. Please go, please go. Oh Mahabhaga, dear husband. Aste adhuna dwaravatyam. And the thing is, he's very much in town these days. He's at Dwarka. From some source, she has obtained this information before proposing this such visit to her husband. Oh, he's there. He's there. Please go. And she was kind of insisting, please go, please go, and reminding him. Sa evam bharyaya vipro bahusha parthito muhu. Yeah, this is the statement. So by again and again, this Brahman was reminded of this proposal. He was a bit reluctant. Oh, me going and no. Nadhanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam, vajagadisha kamay. He's fixed on that. I don't want any wealth. No followers. All that I care. Not even liberation. I just want devotional service unto the Lord. And I'm doing a lot of devotional service unto the Lord. I'm satisfied. But finally he gave in, he surrendered to the idea of his going to Dwarka. And his thought was, oh, why not? Ayam hi paramo labha uttama sloka darshanam. Oh, if I go there, I would be greatly benefited by uttama sloka darshanam. I will have darshan of my dear friend, my dear Lord. Why not? I will go. I want to go. Let's go. I will go. Or we all go. Also. Iti sanchintya manasa gamanaya matim dadhe. So thinking like this, contemplating like this, why not? So he made up his mind for going to Dwarka. Apyasti upayanam kinchit grahe kalyani diyatam. Hey, but I cannot go empty handed. I should bring some gift. I'm going to be meeting my friend after such a long time. I must bring some gift. So is there is something? Kalyani Diyata. Please give me something that I could carry as a gift to my friend. She looked around in a small dwelling. She checked this corner, that corner, here, there. There was nothing. She could find nothing which was worth giving. So she goes into the neighborhood. Yachitva chaturo mushtin vipran prathuka tandulan. She went door to door begging. Oh, could you please give me something? Maybe some eatables. So she was given 4 handfuls of flat rice. Cheap rice, as we say. They wouldn't give her more. She didn't have much credit in the market or in the community. Okay. Check this. A flat rice we have. Okay, whatever, please be kind. And so she chaila khandena tan badhva bhartre pradad upayanam. So she tied that in a little piece of cloth. Here it is. Please take this. And Sudama took that and he's off to his pilgrimage of Dwarka. Satanadaya, he took that Vipragraha, the best of the Brahmanas. Prayayo Dwarakam Kila, and he left for Dwarka. Krishna Sandarshanam Maiham Katham Shaditi Chintayan. Something similar to Akrur also. Akrur was going to Vrindavan from Mathura. And he was thinking all the time, on the way, as he was anticipating that meeting with Krishna in Vrindavan, how he would be received and how would he be looking like and how would I greet him. And so Prabhupada says one should follow the example of a Akrur. If you are going to Vrindavan, going to Mathura, going to Dwarka, going to Mayapur, follow the example of Akrur. He was thinking of the Lord all the time. As a result, when he had seen that, you know, the footprints of Krishna as he was driving a chariot, he went in the chariot. And just by seeing the footprints, immediately he collapsed. He fell down onto the ground and grabbing those footprints, he was crying and rolling in the dust that was touched by Lord's lotus feet. Krishna was so much on his mind, not in the back, back of his mind, but the forefront of his mind. Out of sight and out of mind, Lord goes in the back. He goes in the back there. When we think and reflect and contemplate, then he comes in the forefront. So while Akrur was going, Krishna was in the forefront. So following that example also. Now Sudama, on the way to Dwarka, Krishna Sandarshanam Mayam Katham. Oh, how will I have Darshan? And he's interested in not just Darshan, Sandarshanam. Oh, it has to be complete Darshan, wholesome Darshan. Meaning not only seeing, but also touching and sitting and talking. That is full darshan. Sandarshanam. Oh, he's thinking, oh, I'm meeting him after a long time. Would he recognize me? And the poor Brahmin like me, would they allow me into the Dwarka town? All these thoughts are going through his head. Oh, how will I see him? Will I ever see him? With this thoughts, he's proceeding to Dwarka. Krishna, 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 Krishna 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 hai Krishna 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 Pahi Ma Krishna 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 Rakshama Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Ahima Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama Krishna 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 He Krishna 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 He So he's walking, not only walking, he's dancing on the way to Dwarka. He's so happy, he's so jubilant. And he says, soon I should be seeing the Lord of my heart, my friend Sri Krishna. So he's swiftly moving, making good progress in the direction of Dwarka, chanting and dancing and singing and especially thinking, very intensely thinking of his Lord. Chintayan, chintayan, yeah, that's chintayan. Not chinta, that is anxiety. But chintan, that is remembrance and thinking. Remembrance, reflection. So he is busy with his chintan. Kathayant chintayanto mam e janaha pariupasate teisham nitya bhiyuktanam yoga kshem vahami ananyas chintayant. He is not thinking of nothing else. No anya, ananya, no one else. Ananyas chintayanto mam. Only thinking of the Lord. He is proceeding towards Dwarka. Trini gulmani ati yaya. So now he is kind of outskirts of Dwarka. He is nearing, getting closer to Dwarka. So you could see the town, the city, the palaces, the effulgent town. But on the way, there are some security, the guards and companies. So three of them, he has managed to go through. Tisraha kakshasya. He also had to go through three different gateways, arches. One, and then some more distance walking, another one. And through that, another one. And it seems, as he was kind of well-known Brahmin, must be he was kind of talk of even Dwarka town. Oh, Lord Krishna's friend from Sudamapur, his Porbandar. They had been talking. So as they saw, they recognized some of the citizens. And they started guiding him. This way, this way, this way, this way. And that's how he was able to vivesh ekatamam srimad. One of those 16,000 palaces, griham dviasta sahasranam dviasta. It's multiplied by two. 8 multiplied by 2. This is the way of it. Sanskrit is like that. Dvi ashta. 8 multiplied by. You have to do a little calculation here. Not just sitting around doing nothing. Some homework. You have to think. So 16. Sahasranam. 16,000. Mahishanam. Griham. So, as if these palaces are property of the queens. 16,000 queens' palaces. He had been seeing, but now he entered one of them. I mean, he just entered the courtyard of one of them, and immediately, Brahmanandam gato yatha. Brahmanand. The top. Must happiness, joy. He became blissed out just by entering the courtyard of one of those palaces. Tam vilokya chuto durat. And from distance, Lord Krishna knew, hey, who is that one? Priya Pariyankama Sthitaha. He was sitting on very special asan bed with his queen, and he noticed that there is someone there, and he recognized, oh, is that my friend? Oh, is that Sudama? Sahasa Uthaya. So he quickly jumped, leaving the queen behind. She says, hey, what's happening? Hey, hey. Wait a minute. But not caring for anything else, he just rushed forward. He ran to Sudama. And Sudama was running towards his friend and the Lord. So in the middle somewhere they met. Dorbhyam parigrahita muda. They're both embracing each other, deep embrace. They stood like that, like a motionless, spent quite some time. Their bodies are trembling. Prito vyamunchan apabindum netrabhyam pushkare ekshanaha. From the lotus-eyed Lord, from his lotus-like eyes, the tears gliding like a drops of some pearls are dropping from his eyes, and they're falling on the body of his friend Sudama, as if Lord is washing, doing abhishek of his friend with those tears coming from his eyes, own eyes. And Sudama is also shedding tears, Anandashru, and he's also bathing the Lord.
Atha upavesha pariyanke.
After quite some time, they came to external consciousness. And Krishna, Dwarkadish brought him in. Please come, please come. And made him to sit Paryanke Swayam on the same seat, asan, the throne that he was sitting with the goddess of fortune, Rukmini. Now, in the place of Rukmini, his friend Sudama was sitting, and he was not sitting. The whole asan was just for Sudama. I can't share. This is for a Brahmin. He is my worshipable deity. Lord Sri Krishna is Brahmanya Dev. So only Sudama is sitting in that asan. And the next thing is Pado. Lord is washing the feet of his Brahmin, of his friend, Brahmin friend Sudama. Oh, you traveled all day, you had been traveling in the hot sun. Look, you don't even have shoes. Without shoes you traveled. Oh, and he's pouring the cool water mixed with sandal and rose petals. Is pouring with one hand and also washing, massaging his feet at the same time. And the next thing Lord is doing, he takes some of that water towards the end of the bathing ceremony. Agrahita shirasha rajam bhagavan loka pavanaha. Lord who purifies the whole existence, whole universe, that Lord wishes to purify himself with the water that has been used, bathe lotus feet of this Brahmin.
Vyalimpada Divya Gandhena Chandana Aguru Kumkumai.
Chandan Lepan. We also offer this to Prabhupada, Chandan. We had these opportunities. The time of Guru Puja would offer first garland and then Chandan. His poor soul also had many opportunities. And Prabhupada would say, here, especially he would say, here, we had to, if Chandan was not applied here, he would point out, here, here, he told me also several times. And the special cooling effect when Chandan is applied here, more than being it here, which could act like a decoration maybe, yeah, it's fine. But it has to be applied here. So Lord Sri Krishna is Chandan Aguru Kumkumai then Dhupai Pradipavali. And the full arti is offering. Architva, whole archana is doing. Swagatam, Jaswagatam Sudama. Suswagatam Sudama. You are welcome, you are most welcome guest. Sudama, I welcome you. Swagatam. He said, or Krishna, Swagatam. Kuchailam malinam kshamam, his emaciated body. Lord Sri Krishna could see the veins all over his body.
But hey, Rukmini, don't you see it is pretty hot? Take that chamara. Please fan. Devi Pariyacharat Sakshat. So to begin with, he was engaged in service of this Brahman, and he's described. He doesn't have any proper clothes. There are torn clothes and but he has become object of worship. He was serving and is ordering, yes, Rukmini, please fan him. Please fan my friend. Antapura jano drishtva krishnena amalakirtina vismita abhut pritya avadhutam sabhajitam. And the other, the inmates of that palace, other maid servants and other residents, assistants, they are kind of looking from inside and they are wondering, hey, look, did you see what is our Lord doing? Krishna Amala Kirtina Rukmini Dwarka Dhisha Kija. They are just surprised. They had seen nothing like this ever before. They are just amazed. And they are thinking, Kimanena Kratam Punyam Avadhutena Bhikshuna. He looked just like a beggar. But he must have performed lots of pious activities and chanted lots of mantras and given in charities and what not. Otherwise, done lots of pilgrimage. Otherwise, how is it possible to have him this exalted position and honor? That our Lord, Shriya Hinena, he's a poor fellow. Garhitena, he seems condemned to us, seems very low class. But look, our Lord is serving that Brahmin, Sambhramat Sambhrataha, with all awe and reverence. Triloka Guruna. Our Dwarkadhish is Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum. He is the guru of the whole world. The master of the whole world. Srinivasena. He is a Nivas. He is a residence of Sri. Srinivas. He is Srinivas. But he is worshipping this Brahman Avadhut. Kimanena Kritam Punyam. Oh, what kind of pious deeds he must have performed. So, they're all wondering the good fortune of this Sudama Brahman. Katayan chakrurgatha purva gurukule gurukule sato atmano lalita rajan karo graihya parasparam. So after that welcoming ceremony was kind of ending, then Dwarkadhish Sri Krishna by himself and him and Sudama, they are sitting and they are reminded of their Gurukul days. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanto Gurorhitam. While they are serving Sandipani Muni in that ashram,
feel they're serving also. I don't see.
This is Sudama.
Krishna and Sudama. They are talking. So they are remembering their Gurukul school days when they were coolies of their guru. Gurukul, Gurukuli, coolies of their guru. Dasavat. You have to be like a das of your guru, menial servant. So they were like that, very ideal students and best friends. And they want to remember, I think, those good old days. And then Krishna, hey, Sudama, do you remember that day? Which day are you talking about? Oh, you know, that day. Guru Daraischa, our Guru Patni, the wife of our Guru Maharaj, Sandipani Muni, she sent us to the forest to get some firewood for cooking. There was going to be a big festival, so lots of firewood was required. And she said, hey, boys, you, Sudama and Krishna, go now. Go get some firewood. Well, we went. Oh, of course I remember. How could I forget? Oh, that day. Unforgettable. Pravishtana maha aranya. As we entered that day in that forest, the thick forest. And suddenly, you know, the unseasonal, the rains started that day. Vatavarsham abhutivram. The wind started blowing and it was heavily raining. And stanayan stanayat navaha, and thundering thunderbolts, and soon suryastam gatastavat tamasa chavratadishaha. The sunset, total darkness. Nimnam kulam jalamayam. Wherever we were trying to go, it was water flooded everywhere. Disho bindato atha parasparam. And we lost the direction. We were lost. And all that we had was parasparam, you and me. I had you, you had me, just two of us. We had nothing, no one else to turn to. Grahita hastaha. We were holding hand of each other. Paribhramita matura. We wandered here and there, anxiously waiting for some help. Help, help, help. We spent the whole night in the forest. The next morning, etad viditva udite ravo sandipani guruhu. As he found out, hey, Sudama and Krishna, they did not return last night. Where are they? And immediately Sandipani Muni, our Guru Maharaj, rushed to the forest looking for us. Anvishamano nasishyan apashyan aturan. He was very, very anxious to find us.
and he was calling out, "Hey, Sudama! Krishna!" He's calling out names. And finally, we met. He found us. "Aho he putraka." And you remember he said, our Guru Maharaj said, "Dear disciples, yuyam asmadarthe ati dukhita." Oh, because of me, you had to undergo all this inconvenience. "Atma vai prani nam prestas anadratya matparaha." To everyone, his body is so dear and wants to keep always in comfortable situation, but you disregarded anadratya and you just cared for the service that was given to you. As soon as some wind, some thunder, some lightning, you could have rushed back to ashram, but you did not do so because you were busy collecting firewood and you had not collected enough firewood, so you instead stuck to your services. You did not care for your body's inconvenience. Etadhisa shishyo kartavyam guru nishkritam. Oh, this is the way. You know, this is the way the disciples try to repay the debt. They are indebted, so they try to repay the debt to their spiritual master. What he had done, yes, this is ideal disciple. He does perform, undertake risks for the spiritual master, inconvenience for the spiritual master. Yadvai vishuddha bhavena sarvartha atmanam guruho. And the disciple also surrenders everything. His wealth, everything in his possession, he offers that in service of his guru. Tushto aham, I'm satisfied. Krishna and his Sandipani Muni is holding these two disciples like his own children, and I'm satisfied with both of you. Dvija Sreshta Satya Santu Manoratha. All your wishes be fulfilled. He's giving benediction like that. Chandansi Ayatayamani Bhavantu Iha Paratracha. And whatever chandas, the Vedas, the Puranas, the Shastras and different arts which you have learnt, may you never forget them. May you always remember, may that knowledge be your property forever. I bless you. And this is in this life, the next life also. Ittam, Krishna says, ittam vidhanani anekani vasatam guru veshma. This is but just one memory, you know, I just was sharing with you. So many memories, so many of them. And they spend more time talking. Krishna is talking, then Sudama takes turn, then Krishna's turn, Sudama. They spend so much time talking about their Gurukul days. Gurur anugrahe naiva puman purunaha prashantaye. And this disciple Sri Krishna is sharing his realization. He says, Gurur anugrahe naiva, only with the benediction of the Guru the spiritual master, Puman, the humans, people, disciples, Purnaha Prashantaye, they are fully satisfied and they become fully peaceful and complete. This is a result of the anugraha, the benediction of the spiritual master. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado Yasya prasadam nagati kutopi. So when Guru is satisfied, the Lord is satisfied. So Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachidananda Time for Rath Yatra is coming, is ahead of us. As Sudama has met his Jagannath, Dwarkadhish, Sri Krishna. So let us meet Jagannath. Jaya Jaya Jagannath Sachidananda.
Jaya Jagannath Sachidananda
Tribhuvane Kone Jada Charana Vanda
Tribhuvane Kone Jada Charana Vanda.
Whole world is worshipping lotus feet of Jagannath.
Nila chale shankha chakra gada padma dhara. Nila chale shankha chakra gada padma dhara.
Nilachal. In Jagannath Puri, Jagannath holds Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. These are different symbols he is holding.
Nilachale Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, Dhara. Chale Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Dhara.
Nadiya Nagane Danda Kamandalu Kara.
Nadiya Nagare Danda.
The same Jagannath, as he appears in Nadiya, in Navadvip, Mayapur, then he holds only two symbols, Dand, that is Sannyas Dand, and Kamandalu, water pot.
Nadiya Nagare Danda Kamandalu Kara.
Nadiya Nagare Danda
Mandalu. Keha bole purabe Ravana vadhila.
Keha bole purabe Ravana vadhila.
It is heard, it is said that in the past this Jagannath, that must be Tritayu, he killed Ravan. Keha bole, some say this.
Keha bole pura be Ravana vadhila.
Keha bole pura be Ravana vadhila.
Golokera vaibhava lila prakasha karila.
Golokera vaibhava lila
prakasha karila.
But then same Lord, he appeared in Dwapar Yug and he displayed, exhibited all his Golokera Vaibhava Leela, pastimes of Golok in Vrindavan.
Golokera Vaibhava Leela Prakasha Karila.
Golokera Vaibhava Leela Prakasha Karila.
Sri Radhar Bhave Ebe Godavatara.
Radhara Bhave Ebe Gauravatara.
So after, well, he killed Ravan in Treta Yug and in Dwapar he displayed his Golok Leelas. But in Kali Yuga, he appeared as Gaura Avatar, Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Radhar Bhave Ebe.
He assumed the mood of Radharani. In the mood of Radharani, he appeared.
Sri Radhar Bhave Ebe Godavatara.
Radhar Bhave Ebe Gauravatara.
Hare Krishna Naam Gaur Karila Prachara.
Then he propagated Hare Krishna Naam. He appeared in Radha Bhav and he traveled all over. He met so many of his devotees, his parts and parcels, and delivered the holy name to them.
Hare Krishna Naam Gaur Karila Prachara.
Hare Krishna Naam Gaur
वासुदेव घोष बोले करी जोड़ हाथ।
वासुदेव घोष बोले करी जोड़ हाथ।
This is compilation of Vasu, Vasu Ghosh. We sing in Sandhya Arati also name of Vasu Ghosh. He has compiled this song and is sharing his realization with the folded hands. Kari Joda Hath. Not Jad Hath, has to be Joda Hath. Okay, Joda Hath. Okay.
वासुदेव घोष बोले करी जोड़ हाथ।
वासुदेव घोष बोले करी जोड़ हाथ।
जय जय गौर श्री कृष्णा जय जगन्नाथ।
जय गौर जय कृष्ण।
What is that realization? He says, Jai Gaur, one who is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sai Krishna, he is Krishna. And he is Jagannath. So there's no difference. Jagannath, Krishna, Gaur, they are one and the same. Jai Gaur, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath. Jai Gaur, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath.
Jai Gaur, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath.
Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Sachirananda. Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Sachirananda.
Jaya Jaya Jagannath,
त्रिभुवन करे जार चरण वंदन। त्रिभुवन
करे जार चरण
ओ त्रिभुवन करे जार चरण वंदन। जगन्नाथ स्वामी की जय। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, oh, oh.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, oh, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jaya Jagannath, Sachidananda. Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Sachidananda. Sachidananda, Sachidananda,
Sachidananda,
Sachidananda,
Sachidananda.
Sudama and Sri Krishna. It's been quite some time. They were not even looking at their watches. I am not thirsty, I am not hungry. They are not thirsty, hungry. They are just spending time. Just being together. They're just happy. for quite some time. Sri Bhagavanu Vacha Kim Upayana Manitam Brahman Me Bhavata Grihat. Oh, I'm sure. Oh, you must have brought something for me, some gift, something. Anmu paritam bhaktai premna bhuryeva me bhavet. And you know me, that if something is offered with premna, with love and devotion, it doesn't have to be a big thing. Even anu, just something little. I'm just satisfied with this. Toshaya kalpate. On the contrary, something big thing offered to me, but not with devotion. I don't even care. I don't like. I don't accept such offerings. You know, Duryodhana also had big feast once arranged in Hastinapur, but you know, it was smelling so bad, his consciousness. So I just left that place. I went to a nearby place where who was staying? Vidur was. I just went to Vidur's place and I had a great lunch. Oh, what did you eat there? Just banana peels. You're offered to me with devotion by Vidurani. The banana that you eat, she was just putting that aside and just peels. And you know, that is the best offering of my life. Oh, I remember to this day. Oh, I relished it. So like that, you know me. So it doesn't have to be a big thing. Knowing that Sudama is thinking what he has brought is a small thing, just an insignificant thing. How could he even, you know, the palace and the opulence and the cloth tied in and untied and all that he has is a flat price, just cheap price. Now that's not befitting this dham and this opulence. So he was hiding, he was great, was reluctant to make that offering, so Krishna is preparing him mentally. No, it doesn't matter. He's just reading his mind, Krishna is. He even said, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam is right here in the Bhagavatam. Sri Bhagavanu Vacha, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yomi Bhaktya Prayashadi Tadaham Bhaktya Uparitam Asnami Prayatatmanaha. 9th chapter, 26th verse. Repeated here again. Yes, patram pushpam. It is offered with bhaktya, with devotion. Asnami, I eat. But he was embarrassed, big embarrassment for him. Sarvatma drik sakshat asya agamana karanam vigyaya chintayam anayam ayam srikamuma bhajatpura. And Lord is remembering, although he knows the karan, the reason, the why he was there, mainly because of
Patnya pati vratastu sakha priya chikirshaya.
Just to satisfy his wife. He was not into coming to Dwarka for asking anything from me, but the wife insisted, so just to please her, he has come. Otherwise I know that this Sudama, he has never worshipped me with any motivation. All his worship is unmotivated, pure.
Prapta mamasya dasyami.
So Lord is, he's not disclosing, but Lord is, has made up his mind. Oh, I want to offer him sampada, the wealth. Amartya durlabhaha.
Even the wealth, the kind of wealth that is rare for the demigods in the heaven. Even they don't have such wealth, such opulence.
That kind of opulence I want to offer to my friend Sudama.
He has never worshipped me.
Sukha sampatti ghar aave kastamite tanaka jaya jagadisha hare.
Those who do not know this. They do not know, but we know this prayer, which is one of the most famous arati prayer in India. And that says, oh Jagadish Hare, oh Jagadish, oh Lord, the universe. Sukha sampatti gharave.
Let all the sukha, all the sampatti, all the opulence, wealth, pour into my home. As I offering, Jaya Jagadish Hare, checking out whether... Jaya Jagadisha Hare.
Kastamite tanaka.
As if Lord should be doing some massage. Kastamite tanaka.
Suffering. Give some relief.
Jaya Jagadisha Hare.
Not very pure, poor. Poor arti. It's poor arti, not pure arti.
So, this Sudama never ever even thought of asking me anything. He just unmotivated, pure devotion he has offered to me. So I'm going to now reciprocate with him and offer him a wealth that no one in the universe has such a wealth, such a opulence.
Ittham vichintya vasana chira baddha baddhan dvijan manaha swayam jihara prathuka tandulan.
Kimidam, kimidam. What is this? What is this?
So Lord Krishna, he knew where it was. He was hiding that little bundle tied, the flat rice tied in a cloth.
So Lord approached it. He took it very expertly. He snatched it. He said, Kimidam, what is this? Kimidam, what is this? Isn't this the one that is for me?
You know, he says, this offering, this gift, if it is fed, this is good for satisfying the whole universe. It's very valuable.
Vishvam mete.
The whole world could be satisfied with this.
Saying so, Lord untied and took one handful and
so nice.
So happy. Not here, maybe he's doing here.
Huh?
And as Lord was about to take another, he had already in his hand another handful. And as he was about to eat that, Rukmini grabbed his hand. No, stop. You're already indebted to him for this one handful of cheap rice. Please reciprocate for that much first before you take another one. Brahmanastam tu rajani ushitva achuta mandire. So Sudama spent that night in Dwarka. He had great time. Bhuktva pitva sukham mene atmanam swargatam yatha. As if he was in a heaven or spiritual world, Plenty to eat and drink and everything. Abundant. Everything was at his disposal. He spent the night called Achyuta Mandire, in that mandir, where Achyut personally resides in that palace. Next morning, Vishwabhavena. He gets up and he wants to return to his hometown. Lord Pati Anubraja Nanditaha, Krishna follows him some distance and then lets him go. He's offering obeisances to Sudama as he's leaving. And yes, Lord has hard time letting Sudama go. But as Sudama is finally on the way to his hometown, on the way he's thinking, oh, I had heard about this. The way he treats the Brahmins, I had read, I had heard. But today, I had first-hand experience. Aho Brahmanya Deva Shadrishta. I saw with my own eyes. I experienced Brahmanyata Maya myself. I had first-hand experience. Yad daridratamo lakshmi aslishto vibhrato rasi. Oh, that Lord whose chest is residence of Lakshmi, he held me with that same chest. He embraced me with the same chest. Look at me, the poor Brahmin daridratam. Not only poor, but the poorest. Kvaham daridra papiyan kva Krishna sri niketanaha. Where I am, the poor, sinful, wretched Brahmin, and where is Krishna? At another level, sri niketanaha. But he held me in deep embrace. He treated me as if I was his brother. He made me to sit on the same throne where he used to normally sit with Rukmini Devi, Lakshmi. Oh, and then he's remembering,
Shushrushaya paramaya pada samvada ahanabhihi.
Oh, that washing. Why he had to do this? He washed my feet and he worshipped me.
Pujito deva devena vipra devena devavad.
As if I was a god. I was worshipable deity. The way demigods worship him, he worshipped me like that. Oh, thinking like this. Oh, look. He's remembering, reflecting.
And one more thing, he thinks,
Adhano ayam dhanam prapya. Oh, I know. The reason why he did not give me the wealth.
Probably, Lord is very kind. Probably he thought that if wealth would come to me, I may be spoiled. I may go for shopping to 7-Eleven. Some super bazaar, hyper bazaar. I may forget him. Once. Yes, that's. He wants me to stay pure and uncontaminated, pure. So that's the reason. I'm very much thankful for not giving me nothing. I'm very happy. He did this to me. So thinking like this,
prapto nijagrahantikam, he has by this time come to very close to his hometown. But as he looks around, what? Did I come to some another town? Is this? No, this is not my hometown. Because he was seeing Vichitra Upava Vanodhyanai. There are forest gardens everywhere. The birds chirping, the lakes with the lotuses of all kinds. The same description. It was this place was just like Dwarka. We heard that description. Narad Muni visiting Dwarka, and description here, some sample description of Sudama's, the transformed, renovated, practically replaced hometown. It has same opulence, same beauty as Dwarka, the Lord's own abode. And quickly he noticed, hey, so many people were coming and they were looking like a demigod, the way they were dressed and all the ornaments that they were wearing. And they were coming in his direction. And they had instruments, they were playing different drums, chanting mantras as if they were there to greet him. Why are they coming my way? He's thinking. Soon to realize that they were there to greet him. by this time, the wife of Sudama, she has come to know, oh, my husband is back. Oh, he's here. Oh, he's here. Pativata, pativrata, patnim, drishtva, premot, utkanta, ashrulochana. She was pativrata before, when she was penniless, and now she has all the wealth of the world. She continues to be pativrata. And she is offering her, she is greeting her husband within the mind. She cannot, the social restrictions, so she cannot go embrace him. Or so from a distance, she is offering her thanks and heartfelt greetings. The whole big procession brings Sudama to his own palace, as if it was same palace of Lord, that he had spent night in that palace with Dwarkadhish, similar palace, right in his hometown. And they said, this is your palace. This is yours. And the place where was a little kutir, thatched roof, bamboos, and 5-star hotel. Meaning, when he would lie down, he would see the stars. Hardly any roof or so many holes in the roof. Not only 5-star, he would say 11 stars, or he would say hundreds of stars. 100-star hotel he had. In that place, now there was the palace. And he has entered and he's looking around, and there's wonderful description there that we cannot get into right now. Nunam batai tanmama durbhagasya shashvadaridrasya samradhihito. Oh, how this has come about. I am the eternally poor Sudama Brahmin. He's getting all this wealth. Well, I could think I'm only one person, the cause behind all this. Yaduttamasya, yadu, uttam. Yaduttam. The best amongst the yadus, that Sri Krishna. He's the cause of all this. I just gave, what did I give him? Just one handful of flat rice he ate, and see what he has given in return for me. But I simply beg, whatever he has given, I accept. But my prayer is, Dasyam punar janmani, janmani shat. I just want to be his servant, life after life after life. I may not forget, oh Lord, I do not want to forget that I am your eternal servant, and I want to render service. Itam vyavasito buddhya. So fixing his mind like that, with a great determination. He wants to make sure he's not deviated. In the midst of all that wealth, all that opulence, his mind is fixed. Not many branches, one branch. Just focused on the Lord and His service. Bhakto ativa janardane tyankshan vishayan, giving up all the sense objects, the gratification. Tasya vai deva devasya harir yagyapate prabho brahmanaha prabho daivam natebhyo vidyate param. Svabhratyai rajitam parajitam. The Lord who is aparajitam, ajitam, ajitam, cannot be conquered, has now been conquered by His devotee, Sudama. And with this Krishna conscious lifestyle, always thinking of the Lord, always serving the Lord, always chanting the glories of the Lord, he became free from all the bondages. Bandhana. All the bandhan, all the Hridaya Granthis, everything, he became free. Especially I was thinking, as he was thinking, Dhyana Vegena Ve. As he was full concentration, full remembrance of the Lord, he became completely free from, if there was any residue, any contamination remaining, he was further purified. And Taddhama Levire. And he attained finally, when his time came to depart, he went straight back to home, back to Krishna. Satam Gatim, which is a destination of all the devotees, that is a destination. Satam Gatim, all the santas, all the devotees, they always go there. That's their destination. That's where he went. And finally, the benediction for the audience. Just one line benediction from Sukadeva Goswami. And that is, Etad Brahmanya Devasya Shrutva Brahmanyatam Naraha Labdha Bhavo Bhagavati Karma Bandhat Vimuchyate. Anyone who hears, listens to this katha that we have just completed, Brahmanya Devasya, and especially realizing the Lord, the worshipper of the Brahmins, Lord who worships the Brahmins, the one who hears is Brahmanyatam. Lord's nature like that, and his pastime of Sudama going to Dwarka, and the following episode. Two benefits. Karma bandhat vimuchyate. All the bandhan, all the bonds are cut to pieces. That's one. Labdha bhao bhagavati. And he will have bhao. Krishna, Krishna bhao, Krishna bhavana. Bhagavati unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He'll become free from all the bonds and he will achieve all the love of Godhead simply by sitting down here and listening to this pastime of Krishna and Sudama. Yathai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.
Lokanath Swami Maharaj ki.
And finally tomorrow we'll be talking, we'll go all the way towards the end of this canto, 10th canto. In fact, we will enter 11th canto. We want to talk of the events leading to the final departure of the Lord and His going back to His own home. So there are quite a thrilling and exciting pastimes. So we'll spend our the fourth and last evening remembering, hearing, remembering that pastime. And thank you very much.
His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj ki. So don't touch that dial, because we are now going to have a transcendental drama. So you don't want to go home yet. Close the doors. How much room do we need here? Okay. From the end of Prabhupada's Vyasasan, so we need everyone behind. From the end of Prabhupada's Vyasasan, please, Prabhus and Prabhujinis, we need you. We need two chairs from the audience. Can we have three chairs from the audience? Yes.
Sponsors to be recognized and now.
Okay.
So kindly announce that they don't go away.
My dear Prabhus and Prabhujinis, after the play, we will have our announcements of tonight's sponsors, and then we will have the arti of the Bhagavatam, and do we have prasad distribution tonight? Krishna Prema? And we also have prasad distribution. Mataji, what is the title of the play?
To life. Not that we could bring it to life any better than Maharaj already has. Is there anybody on the lights? Or are they just stable? They're just stable. Okay. All right. Okay. Sudama was a very nice Brahmin, a friend of Lord Sri Krishna. As a perfect Brahmin, he was elevated in transcendental knowledge. Because of his advanced knowledge, he was not at all attached to material enjoyment. His wife was not very anxious for her personal comfort either, but she felt concern for her husband. Thus, she spoke as follows. My dear Lord, I know that Krishna is your very dear friend, and even though you seem to have not performed any devotional service, you are fully surrendered. Krishna is always the shepherd of his surrendered soul. Please, go to him. He will look at our impoverished condition and have mercy upon us. And when he sees you, I'm sure he will give us material benefits.
I don't want to ask Krishna for any material benefits.
But he knows how well fit you are in devotional service.
But Krishna, you want to know all devotional service. When you have Vilasa Dasu, Yama Kramadi Navadu, Anukunyena Krishnamu Shiru, Bhakti Rukhu. I mean, we seem to have everything that we need. There's a room. Don't we have some food? Devi, certainly. I'll take your suggestion. Now I'll get to see Krishna.